I do hope my pathetic little bitch boy is naked on his knees with his collar on, chained to the door, hands behind his back, just as he's instructed to be. Obviously with a sore cock that's just begging to break free out of its cage. There's my little slave. Glad to see you right where you're expected to be, properly waiting for my return. Look here, slave. Look at my boots. They're absolutely filthy, aren't they? Well, don't just stand there with that stupid look on your face. Put your dirty tongue to work. Get cleaning. Now, slave. I want to see my reflection looking back at me when you're finished polishing them. And don't fucking test me. I've had just such a shit day at work today. Oh, fucking God. The day just dragged on. I always write better material with some peace and quiet, but Drama Deborah can't ever shut her big gossiping mouth for more than just 2 goddamn seconds. God, it's so hard to even think around there. I don't even personally associate with her, but she's just that loud and obnoxious. Every time I hear her talking shit about her friends, I just want to wring her fucking neck. It's a shame my slave is just a at-home service bitch that can't provide his mistress any stress relief outside of the house. You should be ashamed. You're absolutely worthless outside of these walls. What the fuck are you doing? Don't you want to apologize for not being useful to me 24/7? For being useless to me anywhere but here? Tell me you're sorry, and you better mean it. Yeah, good. You're only semi-useful to me, and you know that's pathetic. Let me see my boots. Good enough. You're lucky. Here. I'll untie your leash. And follow me to the living room. But on the way out, grab the spittoon from the cupboard. We're gonna need that. I need some time to unwind. And you're gonna be my footstool. Hands and knees, slut. I want to forget you're even here. I'll be back in a minute. I'm gonna go fix myself a cup of tea. Good to see you in the correct position. Remove my boots for me, and when you return back to position, I don't want you to move a muscle. If I even hear you breathing, I will fuck you up. Do I make myself clear? Don't speak. Just nod your fucking head. It feels nice to sit back and kick my feet up on this footstool. Finally. Some nice, relaxing peace and quiet. I've got my plated cup of tea. Let's see if I can find something to watch.
Make a culture of this and prepare an antitoxin as soon as possible.
All right, doctor.
Slay, footstool. Would you mind holding my tea for me? There we go. It's right on your back. You better not move. The tea is still pretty hot. We don't want you to burn yourself, right? Face forward. Be still. And I don't even want to hear you speak once.
Now the chance is boxed together again. I hope to see you quite often. I've taken a chateau close by.
You're not here as a patient.
Unfortunately, the doctor thought it advisable that I come here for treatment.
Well, good evening, Baron. Come in. Miss Morell, it will be necessary for Baron Latos to have his appointment during the evening.
Yes, doctor.
Sit down, Baron.
Thank you.
It appears that I may have to alter my theories. An examination of your blood reveals the presence of a peculiar parasite, a form with which I'm completely unfamiliar. It's possible that it may have something to do with your problem. Proceeding on the assumption that it has, I'm having an antitoxin prepared so that we can see.
Your new theory being
that a pure culture of a parasite introduced into the parent bloodstream will destroy not only its own kind, but themselves as well.
Sounds very promising.
Perhaps. But we must proceed slowly.
These treatments will take some time.
Without doubt. Meanwhile, your visits here should be only at intervals, on the nights and at the hours which I shall designate. Is that understood?
Quite clearly.
And we shall start treatments tonight. The transfusion.
How long will the doctor be busy?
Some little time, I'm afraid.
I must see him at once. I've come a long way. If you'll just give him my name. Talbot. Lawrence Talbot. Maybe he'll understand.
I can't interrupt the doctor now. He's getting a transfusion.
What was that? I could have sworn you were just loudly breathing there. That's the problem with you mouth breathers. You make fucking sound. Stay there. I'm gonna go grab my cane. That's 10 strikes to your flesh for being disobedient, slave. And oh, how I'll really enjoy that. Don't you move an inch. Actually, first put that cup of tea to the side, then remain still. Now, are you ready? Or do you want to talk about your punishment first? Maybe you want to try to persuade me to decide otherwise? Like I give a shit. Aw, did that sudden sting to your back startle you? I'll wait a second for you to reposition. Stand up. Put your hands up behind your head and present your ass to me. Really feel that second rush of that sting consume your back. Truly endure that lovely feeling. Plus, that first strike was just to stop your nonsense persuasion from carrying on any longer. But it doesn't count towards your punishment. No. As a matter of fact, you'll say thank you, mistress, following every strike you take. And if you slip up and don't thank me for the strike, I'll add 5 more to the punishment. Let me see the spittoon. I'm gonna start filling it up. But slowly. Yeah. Now you're gonna fucking take it. Ooh, I love to see that ass ripple and swell instantly. Oh. Why will you stand here and just take it like that? Because you love me? Because you adore me? Because you worship me? Because you want this? Because you need this? Because deep down inside, you know you deserve this. Because I'm perfection. And you're nothing but a bitch boy who just sits there and takes it. Did that hurt? Let me tell you something. That was nothing. You want to know what it feels like when I really hurt you? You'll find out. Because I'm going to make this last one really count. Are you scared? Good. Because you really should be. Are you ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ooh. That one looked like it really hurt. Is that all? Are you finished? Absolutely pathetic. Slave, did I tell you to hug my legs? Back the fuck up. Seems like you can't keep your fingers to yourself. Do I need to teach them a lesson too? Show me your fingers. They're gonna get struck as well. Aw, are you shaking? That's cute. But I don't care. Your fingers will get struck 3 times for each hand, and you'll sit there and take it. First, with your left one. Come on, left hand out. Not so bad, right? Now, put your right hand out.
Now.
Ooh, that last one caught a knuckle good, huh? Now, what do you say?
No, what do you say? Stop talking like a little sissy. You have balls, don't you? You're a so-called man, right? Then speak the fuck up when you're required to. Go on. Thank you, mistress.
For fuck's sake, maybe I should make it 10 strikes each hand. Is that what you want? No. Well then, you tell me the truth. Say, I'm such a thankful, pathetic bitch that needs the discipline of my mistress's cane. Mm-hmm. Now tell me thank you for teaching you to be a better slave. Mm-hmm. That's a good boy. You know what? Go light some candles. I want it to be nice and cozy in here. Come on, make it quick, slave. Done? That's much better. Now, I really don't want to deal with you any longer today. Your day is over. You know what that means. Corner time for you, slave. Piss off. You know what to do. Crawl into the corner. Kneel with your nose touching the wall. Hands behind your head.
Let's see.
Oh, hey, Dolly. How's your day treating ya? Oh, very nice. So glad you're finally doing those renovations to the kitchen. You've been planning on doing those for a while now, huh? Yeah, I'll have to pay you a visit soon so I can see the changes you've made. Oh, me? Just a normal day around here. Although, I am a bit exhausted. Well, because I had to beat some sense into my pathetic slave. He's currently kneeling in the corner as we speak, like an animal waiting to be released. Well, of course. Can't have them acting out now. Yeah, I know, right? It seems like they just love any type of attention, really. Oh, your slave was acting up as well today? What did he do? Oh, absolutely not. If mine ever dared talk back to me like that, I'd shoot him right in the nuts with a stun gun. 50,000 volts right into his balls. Oh yeah, great investment. I don't hear any back talk from mine. What? 60-minute crate time? You're too easy on him. Well, if you insist he hates it, I just think he might be pulling one over on you to get an easier punishment. Well, I just think if you were harder on him, then you'd see better results. Okay. You do it your way then. So stubborn. Well, I'll let you get back to what you were working on. Yes, all right. Tuesday sounds lovely. Okay, see you then. Slave, turn around. Look, mistress is wearing her cock. I know, you don't like my cock. It hurts, doesn't it? You want to keep a shred of your masculinity, right? I know. Poor baby. Sadly for you, you don't get to decide that. I do. And you know what I really need right now? To mount something. You'll be conditioned to enjoy taking my cock deep into your guts. And since your silly clit dick is locked away in chastity, it wouldn't be able to enjoy my big black rubber cock anyway. You'll only really be letting it just violate your intestines for my pleasure. Or maybe you want to be unlocked. Oh yeah? Do you really think you've been that good to deserve such a thing? Really? Then beg to have your clit released from its prison. Okay, we can do it, I guess. Thing is, I really don't know where your key is. I mean, you've been locked in chastity for a few days now, right? Or has it been weeks? Months, you say? Wow, how the time really flies, huh? You don't expect me to search for it now, do you? I mean, I'm ready to go. Searching for it now would be such a rubber boner killer. Put your fucking whore mouth to use this instant, because if you hesitate for 1 second, I'll make you kneel on uncooked rice. I mean, you look really cute sucking on the head of my cock, but come on, you can do better than that, slave. Yeah, fucking take it. Yeah, that's right. Who's my little bitch? Who's a good little girl? You are. Yes, you are. Because I want you to be a good little girl. And you better be thankful for this, because you know I won't use any lube for your ass. So, make sure you suck this cock until it's shiny and slippery. Go on, slave. Suck it. Look up at me while you're sucking my cock. Yeah, that's a good bitch. Yes. Put that tongue to work while you're looking in my eyes. Now I'm gonna grab a fistful of your hair and force my cock right into your fucking throat. Yeah. Look at me, bitch. Yeah. Look at that whore throat being pumped into. Go on. Fucking choke on Mrs. Cock. Come on. Breathe out of your nose. I'm not pulling out. Fucking swallow this cock, my two-hole whore. Yes. Such a pretty little mouth around my cock. Yes, that's my good little girl. Oh, lubing up this cock nice and good. Oh, fuck yeah. I want to see a bulge right outside of your neck. Come on, slut. Take it deeper. Come on. Deeper. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I love the sound of you choking. Especially on my big rubber cock. Ooh. Here, I'll slowly slide my cock out of your hole so you can breathe again. Not bad, my little cocksucker. Now, I'll need you to get on all fours. Ass up, face down to the ground where it belongs. Slut.
I think you can take a wild guess where this is gonna go. That's it. That's a good bitch. Now, take the loose end of this rope and tie your balls nice and tight. I'll be hooking the other end to this door handle. There, now you're really not gonna go anywhere, huh? Well, you wouldn't be able to get anywhere without ripping them off. Go on, tighten the rope up nice and tight. Aw, your balls look so fucking cute all tied up like that. I bet it feels really good. Highly sensitive and nice and swollen. Now, bend over. Do you like it when Miss presses herself against your back? Yeah? How about when I rub my cock against this cute little shell of yours? I'm gonna have so much fun taking away your masculinity once again, slave. Oh, fuck. My cock just slipped so nicely into your ass. Oh, shh, 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 shh. Don't struggle. Just relax. Yeah, just relax and take it. Take it, bitch boy. Yes. That'll leave a nice handprint on your ass for sure. Let's make sure it really marks good. Did I tell you to fucking pull away? You almost pulled right off my fucking cock. Yeah, I bet having your face smacked right into the floor didn't feel so good. Keep your ass up in the air, nice and high. You're not going anywhere, fuck me. Splitting this ass in fucking two. What's wrong, slave? Am I not being gentle enough? Can't get away. Rope got your balls. Too fucking bad. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love fucking mounting you. Oh. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love choking this little bitch neck. Absolutely wringing it while I rape this pathetic hole. Gaping it open by force. Oh, yeah. Oh, you like being dug out helplessly by my huge cock? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot. You can't answer while being choked hard enough that your eyes have almost gone vacant. Aw. Are those tears, slut? I can make use of them as additional lube if you want. Here, I'll release my grip on your throat. You seem like you're coming to a point where you could actually fall unconscious. Can't have that. You'd be even more useless than you already are. Ooh. My cock is sliding so much easier into your ass now. Oh, yeah, you're really taking it nice and fucking deep. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Don't go limp on me. Keep that ass up nice and high. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come from pegging your bitch hole. Oh, fuck yeah, take it. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, such a good little used up whore. Oh, yeah, that fucking ass is gaping. Oh. Just lay down on the floor. In fetal position. Well, if you can with your balls tied to the door. See that cock on the floor? I expect you to clean it thoroughly until I come back. Use your mouth and your mouth only, slave. And you better do a good job, or we'll repeat everything that just happened to you today. That cock better be cleaned by the time I return from washing my hands. I honestly hope you did a good enough job. Let me see. Present it to me. You're lucky this came out so clean. Oh, look what we have here. Your little clitty cock was leaking while I gaped you open. You must have really enjoyed yourself getting fucked almost as much as I did. But it seems you've made a pre-cum mess on my floor. You don't expect me to clean that up, do you? You know what to do. Lick it the fuck up. Dinner's served, mutt. Is that yummy? Your balls must be so full after being locked away in chastity for months. Oh, really? No? They're not? Then why don't we make it a year? Look at that look on your face. It's priceless. Well, I'm listening. Give me one good fucking reason why I would ever let you come again. Just one. And it better be convincing, because you know I mean business. Go on, talk. Go on. Right. Is that all? Go on. Persuade me. Right. You know what? You're boring me to death with all this nonsense. I'm thinking about it, but first, let me untie your balls. Actually, you do it. Untie them. Hurry up. If they're not untied, by the time I count to five, you're gonna fucking regret it. One, two, three. That certainly seemed to motivate you. Now kiss my feet. Thank me for putting up with you. One kiss per foot, and only one. You don't deserve more. Now, slave. Good boy. Such an honor to kiss mistress's feet, right? Yes, I know. You don't deserve that. Mistress is so generous, isn't she? Look up at me. All of that abuse and fucking really helped me distress. But I'm not quite there yet. I think I need you to be a little more useful for me. You think you could do that? Just for a little bit, slave? Good boy. I know you can. You see, the thing is, it's a bit warm in here, isn't it? I need to take my clothes off, and I need someone or something to hold them for me. Get up, on your feet. You're going to stretch your arms out wide and put your feet together. You're going to make a T pose for me, understood? Very good. That's right. Exactly like that. Such a good boy. Earlier, I made you feel what happens when you disobey. So when I tell you to fucking stand still, you'll do it right this time. And you'll stay quiet, like a good clothes hanger. You'll obey, right? Good boy. Now, close your eyes. You don't get to see my goddess perfection. Slowly bow down and pick up my clothes
and then hang them from your arms. You'll be my little clothes hanger for a bit. Don't forget to keep that T pose again. Good boy. You'll stay like that until I tell you otherwise. Do not disappoint me again. Or that caning from earlier will have just been an appetizer for what will come.